from KQED.
Today's surveyors head to the Sierra Nevada for their monthly check of the snowpack. Right now, snows are packing nearly double the water potential as in normal years at the same time. Now, to be sure, this wet weather has caused a ton of problems this winter, but there has been an upside. There will be more electricity. Reporter Susan Vallett explains why.
With all of the rain filling up lakes, California's power industry is trying to figure out how they're going to incorporate a potentially big influx of hydroelectric power from dams this summer. Andrew McAllister of the California Energy Commission says during the drought, the low lakes meant the state had to rely more on power plants that use fossil fuels.
Now that we have a bit more hydro resource we can use, then the carbon content of our power will go down, and this year should look relatively better than some of the previous years.
It's the job of the California Independent System Operator, or CAISO, to direct that power where it needs to go through the state's transmission grid. It's about balance. Different utilities want different kinds of power to meet their portfolios. But CAISO's Peter Clower says higher lakes mean more hydroelectric power will flow through California from power plants like that at Oroville Dam.
Well, you'll see it reflected in the wholesale market, and that's the way the wholesale market works, is that it's a competitive market, so you've got bid-in supply and you've got demand also and what people are willing to buy energy for. And when there's an abundance of energy, you know, prices will go down.
But that doesn't necessarily mean your electricity bill will go down. That all depends if your utility passes that savings to you. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.